Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people
that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger.
I'm stronger.
I'm wise.
Wiser.
I am better.
Better.
So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Boy, the God Almighty never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Hallelujah. Never would have made it.
Sing it one more time. All I need is sing one more time. Everybody sing with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Never would have made it. I'm dedicating that to Evangelist Renee. She just loved that song. And I was going through the songs today, the praise and worship songs, and that one popped up. I said, yeah, I have to play that. Because I think about what's going on today in Memorial Day. A lot of people think if it had not been for those soldiers dying and they celebrating Memorial Day, they better back it up. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, that's what I say. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, we'd never made it. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. And I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if she would give us a word of prayer. And we'll go forward on some things that she did yesterday. And we're just thankful today. We're thankful for everything. According to 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. So we're so thankful. And we're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer.
Praise the Lord, and good afternoon, everyone. And thank you for that song, Pastor. Amen, amen. And the scripture I like to share is coming from Romans, the 8th chapter, and verse 31. What shall we say to these things? Let me start that over. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you for this wonderful day. You have blessed each and every one of us with, Father God. We thank you for the listeners, Father God, those that are listening by internet, those who have called in. We're thankful for our pastor, Father God. I ask that you will continue to be with him and lead him as he teaches the word, Father God, and then help us to receive the word, Father God. Lord, bless all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. Be with those that are going through. Be with those who are bereaved. Be with the sick and the shut in, Father God. And Lord, then help us to be lights to shine, to help others to come to you and know that they have to have a personal relationship with you, Father God, as you draw us closer and closer to you, Father God. Lord, be with all of us, Lord. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for this Memorial Day, Father God, and help us to continue to trust you in everything that we do. Lord, we love you, and we're thanking you again for another opportunity to be in your word with our brothers and sisters. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I want to begin by thanking Pastor for such a beautiful job she did on yesterday. If you all have not heard, you need to go back and listen, especially those that may have missed on yesterday. And I don't know. I know people out today with their family. I get all of that. And I don't expect a lot of people mind to be on the Word of God because they're just not there. So I don't, it's not talking about anybody. They're just simply stating some facts. Because if you are, you be here. It's plain and simple. So, but I thank Pastor for the job she did on yesterday. And if you missed it, you ought to go back and listen. There's a whole lot of, she brought out a lot of things we said during this week, but it was the way she brought out some of these other scriptures that was such a blessing, man. When I tell you it was a blessing to hear from some of these other translation, and it was such a great blessing. So I thank Pastor for bringing that out and also sharing light on the subject yesterday, because listen, brothers and sisters, or the subject from last week, we're in a world making a lot of decisions about a lot of things, and that's just another reason you ought to go and listen to that, because like I said, we're in the valley of decision that needs to be made on a day-to-day basis. How about your spiritual decision? Are you making that? See, those are the decisions that's important. Like, where are you going to spend eternal life? You know, where will you spend eternal life?
Yes.
is important. 2 Peter 1, and we'll probably read all of it, but our text is going to come from 2 Peter 1 and verse 2. And let me tell you this, brothers and sisters. Holiness opens the door. Holiness opens the door. Understand what holiness is, first of all, because a lot of times people think holiness is just wearing a long dress or doing this, doing that. See, everybody want to see holiness in the flesh. The moment you start seeing holiness in the flesh, you done missed God. You have missed God. And God chastised me and told me, "So don't you never try to find holiness in the flesh." Woo! I better say that again, Pastor. See, a lot of people look for holiness in the flesh. Mm-hmm. You won't find it in the flesh. It's in the Word of God, man. It's spiritual. Holiness is spiritual. Now, what you may see is the interacting of holiness in the flesh, but holiness is in the flesh, in the spirit, because it's pure. And we'll get into that a little bit. Don't know everything we're going to talk about this week. Today in particular, I want to talk about, we might just talk about hope. Holiness opens the door. And 2 Peter 1 and 2 will be our foundational scripture. Then we'll go and read it, have Pastor maybe to read it all from the Messenger. But in the King James Version, it says this, the second verse, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord."
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, "Grace and peace to you," many times over, as you deepen in your experience with God and Jesus our Master. Amen.
Amen. So you have to know his grace is sufficient. When I tell you his grace is sufficient, Paul said his grace is sufficient. What you mean? When you're trying to understand grace, that unmerited favor, it's sufficient.
Yeah.
It will give you strength. It makes you perfect in time of weakness. So we'll get into all of that maybe this week. I'm not sure. But for today, grace and peace. Now, why is that so important? Because grace and peace, not just grace, but see, the spiritual come first, the flesh come. So he says grace and then peace. You can't get peace without grace, because the peace of God is in the grace. So holiness is where you get the peace at. That's where you get the grace from as well. But so that's going to be our subject, if you will. That will be our subject, grace. Well, like I said, I'm just going to be led, and the Spirit telling me deal with holiness. And before I do that, I'm going to ask Pastor, let's read the basic of our story, and then as we go through that, we'll point out some things. So in it's a couple things I want to say. The only reason we have holiness today, brothers and sisters, is because Christ died for us, not the soldier man. Christ died for us. Yeah. He's the one that opened that door for us to have peace in America. He's the one that opened that door so you can have peace in your home and peace at life. It was through Christ's death, not through the Red Beret, or not through this platoon or that. No, it was through Christ that we have this. And if you don't see it like that, you're missing it. But anyway, I'm going to ask Pastor, she'd be so kind, to read that through the Messenger Bible. Read through the King James, then you can go through the Messenger. So that's 2 Peter 1:3-11. 2 Peter, the first chapter, first verse through the 11th verse, is going to be our foundational scripture, okay? For today.
Okay, Pastor. Reading from the King James. Simon Peter, a servant of an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that have called us together. Through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fail. For so an inheritance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And reading that from the Message Bible. I, Simon Peters, am a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. I write this to you whose experience with God is as life-changing as ours, all due to our God's straight dealing and the intervention of God and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace to you many times over as you deepen in your experience with God and Jesus our Master. Everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has been miraculously given to us by getting to know personally and intimately the one who invited us to God, the best invitation we ever received. We were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you, your ticket to participation in the life of God after you turn your back on a world corrupted by lust. So don't lose a minute in building on what you've been given. Complementing your basic faith with good character, spiritual understanding, alert discipline, passionate patience, reverent wonder, warm friendliness, and generous love. Each dimension fitting into and developing the others, with the qualities active and growing in your life, no grass will grow under your feet. No day will pass without its reward as you mature in your experience of our Master Jesus. Without these qualities, you can't see what's right before you.
Yeah.
Oblivious that your old sinful life has been wiped off the books. So, friends, confirm God's invitation to you, his choice of you. Don't put it off. Do it now, this, and you'll have your life on a firm footing, the streets paved and the way wide open into the eternal kingdom of our Master and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Brother and sister, that's deep. And we're going to have all week to really get in there and unpack that thing. But I want you to note that grace and peace are multiplied through the knowledge of God, okay? You want to have knowledge of God. See, a lot of us have not have gotten the knowledge of God. And then there are some people will teach you, you can't have the knowledge of God. When he has simply said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
But yet they'll tell you, you can't have the knowledge of God. So what's the purpose? Why wouldn't you want your child to know what you know?
Huh? Mm-hmm. Amen.
Do that seem fair, Pastor? At least fair that you give your children some kind of the knowledge so they don't have to make the mistake that you made. So hopefully this week we'll get a little bit into the knowledge. But he says, first, our faith come through the knowledge. Mm-hmm. Faith has to come through first. So what the faith come through is righteousness of God. Know what God's righteousness is. So we want to point out that this week. We want to point out that God's righteousness, what that really means. Because, see, some people think, well, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this, you got to have righteousness. And that ain't what Peter's saying here.
Amen.
That's how you don't get this knowledge because you went, somebody tell you, oh, come over here to our church or come over here and you're going to get this knowledge. Come over here and let us teach you. For the most part, they need to be, someone need to teach them the first articles of God, which is to love God. And to love God is to love his word. To love God is to put the word of God first place, above everything, above what you've been taught, above your doctrine, above everything. See, until you'll start putting the word of God first place. So go back and revisit that. And righteousness comes first and then knowledge afterward. It cannot be otherwise. So if you accept any revelation of God apart from holiness, you will only have a mixture of holiness. You would only have a mixture of holiness opens the door to all God's treasure. See, you got to get like God. You got to accept that for God. And you have to do that through knowledge.
Yeah.
You must first bring us to the place where we, like our Lord, love righteousness and hate lawlessness. According to Hebrews 1:9, as Pastor defined that. Before he opens up us these good treasures, we have to regard iniquity in our heart. You have to just say, okay, let the Lord rule your heart. Let the word of God rule your heart or your spirit, man. So the Lord will not hear us, according to Psalm 66:18. It is only as we are made righteous, pure, and holiness through the precious blood of God's sons that we can enter into the life of holiness and righteousness. In the Son, it is the righteousness of our Lord himself made real in our life. How that happens? Through faith. Faith remains in him. Faith remains in the Lord. That's when you get a hold to this stuff. It's when you remain in God's holiness. See, after I was baptized with the Holy Spirit, the Lord gave me a blessed revelation. See, I was able to see Adam and Eve turned out of the garden for their disobedience. Well, what did they disobey? The word of God. Think about it. Had nothing to do with their flesh. It all had to do with their spirit. See, they were unable to partake of the tree of life for the cherubims with fire and sword kept away from the tree. So when I was baptized, the Lord showed me this stuff. I saw I had begun to eat of this tree of life by eating that word, living in that word, abiding in that word. That was the tree of life, brothers and sisters, eating the word of God. So the flame sword that surround it was to keep the devil away. See, the devil want to try to get into you and God's business. He'll do everything they can. And to keep the devil away, it is a marvelous thing when we think about how God chose to keep the wicked away. He can't take that word. You read Matthew 4. You'll see he can't take that word. Just keep putting the word on it. keep putting the word on. See, one that cannot touch us and understand it, brothers and sisters, where Satan cannot come. So we are hidden in Christ. Satan can't come up in there.
Yeah, Lord.
According to Colossians 3:3, he invite us all to come and share this wonderful hidden place. You gotta know where the hidden place of God, according to Psalms 91. You gotta know where to hide.
Mm-hmm.
Hide in his word. With every answer, with every question, let it be in the word of God. So those are some of the things that we will talk about this week. Some of the scriptures that we will get to this week. I like Hebrews 1, but also when I think about Hebrews 12:14, it reads like this. It says, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. You will not, and I don't mean through the optical nerve. That means in the word of knowledge, spiritual. You won't see this stuff without holiness. And holiness is within the word of God. That's what we see. People think they got a whole different take on what holiness is and what we've been taught. True holiness is having the word of God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So that's what we're going to be dealing with this week. So if anybody had any anything they want to share, any questions, press 1. And we'll get into it.
Amen. So, Pastor, you had given me Hebrews 1:9. Did you still want me to read that? Oh, okay.
Sure.
Reading from the King James, thou hast an hated iniquity, therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Amen.
Amen. Think about it, brothers and sisters. I mean, when you really think about, and like I said, we'll get into that. You want to read that from the Messenger Bible, Pastor?
Yeah. From the Message Bible, it says, that is why God, your God, pours fragrant oil on your head, making you out as king, far above your dear companions. Amen.
Read that one more time, Pastor. Somebody didn't hear that. Somebody didn't hear that one.
Praise God, praise God. And this is from the Message Bible, Hebrews 1:9. That is why God, your God, poured fragrant oil on your head, making you out as king, far above your dear companions. Amen.
Yeah, that's what you are. That's exactly what you are. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. Well, brothers and sisters, that's what we'll be dealing with. And we'll start it tomorrow dealing with it. And but you got to understand that when we regard iniquity and let it stay in our heart and replace the word of God, you can't be in holiness. You can't be in holiness because you're jumping up and down in a building. Anybody can do that. I watch people imitate church folk. It never ceases to amaze me. Folks can shout over a bologna sandwich, over a rib, got to doing a holy dance over a rib. I thought that was a God thing. See, that's confusing to people. If you could just shout over a biscuit and you got people thinking that comes from the Lord, they give that impression.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I better stop there. Pastor, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, Pastor.
Yeah, that's not holiness. So that'll probably be the first thing that we'll really get into. Hopefully, we can cover a lot of that. But meanwhile, y'all take care. Unless you had something else, again, I want to thank Pastor for the fine job she did on yesterday. Looking forward to the rest of this week. And just thank God for you.
Okay, thank you. And thank God.
Nothing else. We'll see y'all on tomorrow for the word at noon.
God bless.